You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
Smoothies. Who doesn't love smoothies? How about those rich, tasty, thick chocolate milkshakes, or those that taste like sweet sorbets? But then there are those grassy, gag me with a spoon, hard to swallow ones, because they're supposed to be so healthy for you. Well, we want you to know that you can make super healthy ones that actually taste like chocolate fraps or berry sorbets and be fine with it. Okay, Carolina, you know, once again, a really good idea of smoothies has been taken advantage of, and people are just throwing in lots of sugar and things in there to make them like ice cream sundaes. And then there are those who think we have taste buds like cows. I mean, I got a smoothie powder the other day because I ran out of my good one, and I won't name it. It's on the shelf. It takes lots of shelves, so there are lots of sizes and lots of versions. Obviously, sells well. I mean, it was like eating grass, and I don't want to eat grass. I want to eat something that tastes great. So let's get started. And have you ever had any of those?
Well, you know, I think what you were saying, you know, I think smoothie is the last thing that suffering the same kind of repercussions that the granola bar did. Granola bars were a really good idea, and then people turned them into candy bars.
Yeah.
Same thing with smoothies. But what's so dangerous is that people still are drinking them thinking, this is so healthy for me, this is great, but you know, what's really in it? So that can be kind of dangerous. So I like to take control. Let's take control of our smoothies back and not let it slide down that slippery slope into becoming a milkshake. It's supposed to be a combination of fruits and vegetables, an easy way for you to get a boost of fruits and vegetables and maybe a little extra protein in a rush time of the day. So if it's breakfast, or some people like it to have it for lunch, or some people like to have it after a workout because they don't have time to eat a snack after workout, and the smoothie kind of helps. So I think we need to take back control and make sure it doesn't go down that path and go into the unhealthy kinds. But there's so many powders out there. I have definitely tried some that were awesome, and I have tried some that I said never again. That just did not go down. I mean, it was bad. So but I like to keep my smoothies real. Make it with real food.
Well, real food, absolutely. I just want to say the ones that taste like grass, and doesn't matter what you do, I can't get rid of that taste. But I want everybody to know that I have a great smoothie every morning. It is loaded with superfoods. I'm going to name the brand because it's always been my favorite. It's Greens Plus. I use their Superberry, Wild Superberry powder. And they are true to what they say. What you want to look for is its powders have been reduced, or real foods have been reduced to powders without the application of heat. Because once you apply high heats to reduce it to powder, you've lost all the nutrients. And they use a cooling process. Takes longer, but you maintain those nutrients. And that's really key. And they're not the only powder that does that. It's just the one that I happen to use. And then I throw in lots of frozen berries and chia seeds. And I use water as a base. Other people use different things, but I just find that, you know, I get that sorbet powerhouse in the morning. It's flavored powerhouse, because I used to love sorbets, but without all that sugar. So that one works for me. But what other liquids do you like to use, Carolina?
Yeah, so when I make my all food, you know, kind of smoothie, I like to use water is my first one, and sometimes
so
coconut
water. Yeah,
I do use water. And then if I'm going, though, it really depends. Like if I'm making a protein based smoothie for after a workout kind of thing, and I'm going with like frozen bananas and a tablespoon of peanut butter, then I'll go with the milk, like an almond milk or a rice milk. Because those work really well with that kind of food. But if I'm going fruit and vegetable based, I like to go water or coconut water. Like if I'm going greens, it has to be water or coconut water. I don't ever use juice. And let me tell you why. It's okay to use juice because it will help you sweeten it a little bit if you're using a lot of greens. I don't use juice because I tend to overdo on sugar in other times of the day. So I don't want my smoothie to be sugar filled. So I keep no juice, because that just helps me control what goes in it and how many calories it comes out in the end. Even though these smoothies are about quality, not quantity, I still don't want to be drinking a 600 calorie smoothie. So adding juice can really kind of push that over the edge. So just that's what I would say. Kind of look at what you're doing, what time of the day it is, and then go from there. And you mentioned the green powders. I like to use the Amazing Grass Green Superfood. And what you said, it goes a lot about taste. I agree with you. Like, it does taste grass. You will taste that you're drinking greens. But I got so used to it. And when I combined it with my frozen red berries, it just tastes good to me. So I feel like just give it a try and kind of see what works for you. And sometimes some combinations really help. Like anytime you add frozen cherries, frozen blueberries, and frozen strawberries, that really helps cut down on the greens. So that's when I use those, I combine those with my green powder or my fresh green leaves. I love adding kale and spinach to my smoothies. Those are my two favorite ones. So
yeah, I think when I emphasize the grassy taste, some I think are stronger than others, and they're harder to mask. So I'm sure it sounds like the one you have is
doesn't leave that lasting flavor. Yeah.
And again, there is a point of getting used to it as well. But let's quickly try and give three recipes that you you recommend that people try, starting one with the mango. How about mango? How would you
use mango? This one, I started making this one just with like whatever I had in the fridge, and then it quickly became my favorite one and one that I use a lot for after workouts. So I do frozen mango, a good amount of frozen mango, I'd say a cup and a half, and then spinach. And my spinach, I either use fresh if I have it, but what I do a lot of is I like to buy spinach in bulk because it's cheaper. So then I leave half of it in the fridge to use for my salads, and half of it I throw it in the freezer. So then I'll just use my frozen spinach for the smoothies. And then I add about a teaspoon of chia seeds. And I like to use fresh mint leaves and then a scoop of hemp powder. And I like to use a Manitoba harvest. They have like a hemp 50 and a hemp 70. I like to use the hemp 70 powder. Just one scoop and water. That's it. I mean, it just tastes so good. The mango with the mint, you don't taste the spinach at all.
Goodness.
And it really works. Yeah, it's good. Try that one. I really like it.
And people are wondering about protein. First of all, protein is in every living food, maybe in different quantities. But when you're putting fresh spinach in a smoothie, you're getting some protein. When you're putting fresh mint leaves, you're getting some protein. The mango. But the chia seeds and the hemp are really powerhouse protein additives. And so we highly, highly recommend them. So you don't have to run out and get protein powder unless you're doing some kind of weight training and you're under some guidance of a nutritionist. So and kids love it too. You can use flax seeds as well if you want, but I love chia seeds. They really do the trick. Okay, you have another one using almond milk and almond butter and chickpeas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's so like you said, I like to do my protein. When I'm going to drink my protein, I like to do it plant sourced because we tend to eat animal protein. Yeah. So that's why I go with the hemp protein powder. But I don't use the hemp protein powder every day. First of all, that would be too expensive. So sometimes I'll use chickpeas. Chickpeas are a great protein source and they don't have a lot of taste. So I will use a good 2 tablespoons or half a cup of chickpeas, frozen berries, almond milk, and almond butter, and this just tastes like a strawberry milkshake to me, and it's absolutely delicious, and the kids love it, and the chickpeas, you can't even taste it, it'll just make it thicker, so it's all about the quantity, it depends on how much you put in there. So I know we're about to wrap it up, I'm going to finish with my kale one. It's kale frozen applesauce. Now that was a really cool one I learned from another blogger. Frozen applesauce, kale, water, and half a teaspoon of turmeric. It's a great immune enhancer, booster, great to get you through the cold season. So thank you for joining us in our Family Food Kitchen. I hope you enjoyed these smoothie recipes. Share them. They're from RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.